Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Happy New Year. Today, we are going to be discussing brand new health and wellness options for 2018 right here in our community. In the Columbia Pacific region, we have two new businesses. One opened last year. One has just opened. Well, they both opened last year, I guess, because we're only a few days into 2018. But Wild Roots Movement and Massage and Watershed Wellness in downtown Astoria. And I'm really excited because we have two very talented business owners here in the studio today. We're going to learn about what they're doing at their various businesses, their two businesses. We have Elizabeth Pietila. I had it before. I'm so sorry. Tricky. It's Finnish. It's a Finnish name. Okay. Pietila. Elizabeth Pietila. She just opened Wild Roots Movement and Massage in downtown Astoria. She's a certified group fitness instructor and a licensed massage therapist. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I also have in the studio Amanda Barp. Amanda, who with her husband Eric Gray opened Watershed Wellness last year, is a licensed massage therapist and a certified yoga instructor. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning, Donna. Great to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too, Amanda. And we're going to split the show into two halves today. We're talking about a theme, though, the theme of health and wellness and these wonderful new opportunities. But first, we're going to start talking with Elizabeth about Wild Roots Movement and Massage. Elizabeth, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Great. Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Pietila, and I am a local gal. I grew up in the Napa-Swenson area. And minus a few years here and there, I've mostly been here in Astoria. I have three daughters, and I just recently opened up my own business, which has been exciting and scary and a lot of different feelings all at once. I have worked mostly in the area doing lots of different kinds of advocacy work. With public transit, with public health. I've been a doula for about 16 years now, working with families, lactation education. So a lot of my work has been in holding space for people and advocating for people in specific ways. And so this kind of was a natural fit for me to move into my own business and be able to hold a different kind of space for people.
Well, you were an instructor at CrossFit.
So I taught some classes over at the CrossFit gym. They're a fantastic community over there, and they allowed me space to teach some group fitness classes and work with their athletes over there, which I was perfectly happy doing and still get to connect and have some space over there. I didn't intend to open my own business at all. I just intended to kind of move into more massage, into some more movement, and I certainly didn't look for a space. The space kind of found me. So,
and let's just talk very briefly about that space because it's a unique space in downtown Astoria.
It is. It's one of the old Flavel properties on 9th and Commercial. And it was purchased a year ago by Michelle and Mark Liotta, Marcus Liotta. And they purchased the building and have started rehabbing it with a lot of support and help. From some historical organizations and some great community members who are involved with historical renovation. And I was in the next door at the port of call having lunch, and I came out one day and there was a sign in the window and it said for rent. And I thought that was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen because I'm 40 and I don't even remember the last business that was in that space. So it's been, you know, over 20, 25, 30 years since something's been there. So I saw the sign in the window and something motivated me to call and just find out what it was about. And I called and met with Marcus and Michelle and instantly knew that that was exactly what I needed to do. And went down underground Astoria up through those tunnels, and they had six spaces for lease, and this one just called out to me, and it happened to be the address 922 Commercial, and my birthday is 922, so it all just kind of like magically found me.
And that space is a beautiful space. I was in there the other day, and it is right across from Drina Daisy. Yes. Actually, if people know that. And it's a beautiful space. And so what is the concept? What is Wild Roots Movement and Massage?
So when I decided to open my own business, I really wanted to put forth an image and a concept, an idea that was why I decided to start doing massage and movement and caring about body work and holding space for people. And the majority of classes that I teach are very non-traditional type fitness classes. I teach Pound Fitness, which is a drumming class. I teach Foga, which is a restorative foam rolling class. I teach Bar, but it's Wild Bar, so it's got this great tribal beat to it. I'm a Mama Lattes certified instructor, so I work with moms and babies and important things like pelvic floor and recovery after birth. So I really wanted to create something that wasn't already happening here and create an opportunity for people to look at fitness in a way that didn't involve any kind of specific body change or subscription to any kind of idea or concept that was specifically around physical changes. I wanted people to enjoy and see a space that they could come to that just promoted them, that was their space.
So there are classes Monday through Friday, and I know you're getting your website up and running, but you have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we're really active on Facebook, mm-hmm. Wild Roots Movement and Massage, mm-hmm. and Wild Roots Astoria on Instagram. I post daily on there different types of things about classes and massage.
And we talked earlier about excuse me, your approach to massage. And if you could just mention that, because I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of fantastic massage therapists in town. There's a lot of really great salon or spa opportunities. I'm a daughter of a longshoreman. So my whole life I've been around, you know, union workers and fishermen and loggers. And I grew up in Swenson, and I had all these great, like, you know, Brownsmead poets and musicians that I was, you know, around all the time. And I really wanted to offer massage to that population of people who think that maybe massage isn't always an option for them because it's maybe too expensive, or it's something that they just choose to do on a birthday or on a holiday or a special occasion or when it's a gift. I wanted people who are working hard and who are kind of the grit of what keeps everything moving in our town to look at massage as a part of their preventative care, a part of their wellness, a part of just checking out or checking in, depending on what they need for their body. So I offer one package, which is actually called the Breadwinner. And the Breadwinner is only a 45-minute massage. It's very affordable, and it's just in and out. And it's really tailored for people who need specific work due to whatever kind of job that they're doing or whatever kind of movement that they have in their day that is really difficult for them to work through.
I think you have a whole different concept from anything that's happening in Astoria right now. And I think you're right. People really look sometimes at massage as a luxury, or mm-hmm. even when they think about, you know, going to a yoga class or a movement class, you know, they wonder if, you know, that's going to be, you know, the right thing for them. And it sounds like you have a very open, welcoming, kind of very untraditional in a way, non-traditional.
Yeah, it feels very non-traditional. The space kind of has created this opportunity to be able to deliver the type of body work that I want to deliver to just your everyday person, looking at every body as an opportunity to receive space for healing or not. Massage isn't always this really comfortable, wonderful, you know, oil flowing moment where you just zen out. Sometimes massage is hard, and sometimes massage doesn't always, you know, bring that zen feeling. And we need to still create space for people to be able to heal even when it's not meant to be this, you know, really relaxing moment. Unfortunately, a lot of massage marketing is always, you know, this very thin white woman in a spa with oil dripping down and lotus flowers. And that is not how I deliver massage. It's a wonderful image, but I want people to see themselves as being able to receive massage in a way that looks correct for them.
Exactly, because everybody's different, and we all we are living in a sedentary society. We're living in a society where, I mean, just the way we sit in front of computers today, the way we use our bodies. So we need, really, it's a therapy. It's not just like you're going to, like I said, like you said, bliss out. It's really, it's something that's a powerful, positive, proactive thing to do so that you don't have issues that develop over years.
Yeah, I think that if you can offer a space for a person to be able to do whatever kind of work they need to do and help facilitate that work, it helps people understand their bodies more. They connect with their bodies, which means they connect with others better. You know, they connect with their own mind better. Massage is such a great tool for so many things besides just relaxation, which, you know, relaxation massage is the best too. It's wonderful in its own way.
Well, there's something for everyone, and that's what I love about the fact that here we have many modalities of movement that are available here in Astoria right now. There are several yoga studios. In fact, you know, and we're going to move over to speaking with Amanda here in a minute. I know Uta Sverdlov, who does stand up and stretch here on this station, is tomorrow evening at Fort George as part of Classic Community College's Ales and Ideas program. She is actually delivering a little talk about yoga, more than just a stretch, looking to the ancient texts. And that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Fort George. And that's going to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. And Yoga Namaste has been here for a very long time. We have several other studios in the area, but I think what each of you are doing is very different. And so, Elizabeth, thank you for explaining what Wild Roots Movement is doing. It sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like anybody can just come and wear anything and just show up, and you don't know it's going to be whatever is going to happen is going to move your body in a healthy way.
Yeah, it's fun because there's opportunities to really let loose and not feel like you have to be in a controlled environment. You can really be yourself and move the way that feels good to you. Tons of modifications are always shown for all the classes. As a massage therapist, I'm able to pay special attention to the way people move and know when I need to offer them modifications or assist them in the movement better so that they can prevent injury and move that's best for them.
All right, get the endorphins going.
Yeah.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about new health and wellness options here in Astoria, Oregon. And in the studio, my guests are Elizabeth Pietala, beautiful name, actually, Pietala, Finnish, who just literally days ago opened Wild Roots Movement and Massage in downtown Astoria. And we also have Amanda Barp in the studio. Amanda, with her husband Eric Gray, is the co-owner of Watershed Wellness. She's a licensed massage therapist and a certified yoga instructor. And Amanda, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Sure. I moved out to Oregon in 2000 to go to school at Oregon State University. And I was very excited as a transfer student to be able to take a yoga class, because that did not exist in Western Nebraska in 2000. So it was a big deal for me. Like, my little Western Nebraska heart was like, oh my gosh. And then I got here and felt like I embraced a lot that Oregon had to offer very quickly. One of them being yoga. So I have a really long yoga practice myself. And then I have a bachelor's degree in liberal studies focusing in philosophy and women's studies. So I have a really good theoretical understanding of, especially I think, the way that women exist in this world and in the way that we're embodied. And so directly after I went to college, I went to massage school because I very quickly realized that there's not much that you can do with a liberal studies degree focusing in those things in a practical world. So I was able to get through massage school very quickly. And then my husband and I moved to Portland, where I started massaging. And throughout my massage career, noticed in my own body that I needed to continue my yoga practice in order to feel happy and healthy and able to continue and sustain this practice that I love so much in helping other people feel good in their own bodies. So yoga and massage are very much married together for me, not only in my own practice, but hopefully in the way that I'm able to help other people. feel good in their bodies. And about 2 years ago, Eric and I were ready for a change from Portland, so we decided to move out here and very quickly realized that we both wanted to work in this community, not just live here. So we opened the second location of Watershed Wellness. We have our first location that we opened in 2009 in Portland, in Southeast Portland, in the Lads Edition neighborhood. And that is its own entity. We have several folks who work there with us, and so they're able to manage that clinic while we're out here getting things up and running out here. And we've had a very warm welcome. We've been so excited to be part of this community and have just, it's been such an interesting and awesome and challenging endeavor in
and
a lot of ways.
Yes, you have a beautiful space which looks to the river.
Yeah,
and
you.
And so there Eric has his practice as an mm-hmm. acupuncturist and you now have a studio which offers
Yeah, so we were able and very lucky to find a space that has a gorgeous view of the river. It has space not only for us to do our private practices doing massage therapy and acupuncture and Chinese herbs, but also a great space that overlooks the river that we are able to offer movement in. So we primarily focus in yoga and Pilates, a little bit more heavily on the yoga side, and then we have a really great Pilates teacher as well.
And we talked a little bit about why people maybe don't go, I'm so sorry, excuse me, why people don't go mm-hmm. to a class or why, because we are more sedentary today, we're sitting way too much. So, but there's maybe a little fear that either it has to be all or nothing, or why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, happy to do so. So I think there's a few things going on here. I think one of them is the internet, frankly, that we see a lot of things on social media about things, especially with yoga, that we see beautiful, skinny white women, mostly, is what's portrayed out there, doing these wonderful poses, right? These really, like, elaborate balancing poses in really gorgeous locations, right? And that's not the reality for most of us, right? We may have the gorgeous location down, though, but many of us are not, those poses are not accessible in our bodies. So walking into a place that's not only unfamiliar, but you're not knowing what's going to be asked of you in your body, and if it's going to be in an appropriate level for your body, if you're even just having a hard time getting up off the ground, right? Like from sitting to standing, that can be really challenging for some people. So how am I going to go into this classroom where I might be expected to stand on my hands or something, you know, which it's about understanding what you're getting into, I think. So I think both Elizabeth and I work really hard to try to provide spaces that are accessible to people and meet them where they are. And it's grounded in a sense of reality of what it is to be in these bodies and what it is to move them. And most importantly, just excited about the movement part of it. Period, right? Like, and what I notice more than anything in my massage practice is that the clients that I see that have been moving their bodies consistently are leagues ahead. And by ahead, I mean just like in the functionality of their bodies and the way that they're able to move through this world in a way that feels really good for them, right? Than folks who don't have that movement piece of it. So I'm really excited about offering the movement part of it. And for folks who are walking in thinking, like, I'm not skinny enough, I don't have the right clothes, I fill in the blank, whatever it is for you, I say over and over to my students that everybody is having their own process here. And most people are more concerned about what's happening with themselves than they are than what's happening with the people around them, right? So if you're feeling like there are eyes on you, there probably aren't. You know,
right,
like,
no judgment. There's no comparing in judgment, really.
Yes.
It's just you show up and you do what you can do. And what I think is great is because both of you are licensed massage therapists, you know the body, so you can really keep an eye on your students and see what they're doing. But it is about, I think, we're in a brand new year, and it's about taking that first step, that mm-hmm. first tiny step. Just show up, and, you know, in a warm environment, both of you are incredibly warm and kind, and to know that, you know, you aren't being judged, just you're making a healthy step for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That first step is maybe the hardest one.
And I'm actually not that goal-oriented. I think that I haven't consistently seen goals work for myself. And so I'm just like, okay, let's just move.
Right.
There's no end game here. Let's just enjoy ourselves and like have a good time moving and like feel better moving through this world.
I think, though, that a lot of times we see what you all talked about as being yoga athletes.
Hmm.
And then we think we have to be an athlete of some type to be able to practice yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a long history with yoga, and what does yoga mean to you? Because it's different for everyone.
Yeah. Mostly it really is just the movement piece. I mean, like, if you fall down, you're not going to land in some, like, beautiful, like, crow pose or something. You're going to land and then have to figure out how to get back up, right? So it's yoga to me just is more about, like, understanding your own body and understanding how your body moves in this world. And the type of yoga that I teach very much focuses on the interplay between strength and flexibility. So it's not just going to end range of like, this is my flexible body doing these motions, or this is my inflexible body doing these motions, but how can we keep both the strength and the stability in our body so we're able to take that functional movement outside of the yoga room into walking down the street or sitting in your chair for long periods of time, you know? So, and I inadvertently will get like a million squats in class very sneakily because I think that those motions, you know, just like it's strengthening and making you feel really good in your body.
Right. Strength and flexibility. I think that's what we all want. And in a joyful way, in a fun way, in a light way, because I think we all beat ourselves up enough in our daily lives. I didn't do this today, didn't finish that. And so to have a space where you can go and, you know, you have the support of the people who are there is a really powerful thing. And I want to give each one of you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about things maybe we didn't discuss that you think that that you're seeing either in your massage practice or in your movement practices that would be helpful to folks who are listening who think maybe, oh, this isn't for me. I don't know. I know I need to move more, but I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah, I want to touch a little bit on what Amanda said, too, about this idea when with social media. I think it's really important to really hone in and remember that fitness is not a look. Health is not something that you can judge by looking at a person from the outside. You know, you can meet somebody and assume that they are unhealthy or unfit and find out that they're a marathon runner or doing things that are amazing in their own body. And, you know, we've come very far in that perception of thinking that fitness and health is something that is only seen on the outside. So really being internal about the way we look at our bodies and reminding ourselves that our mind is the most powerful thing we have, and having a positive outlook and a positive attitude and just taking that first step to doing something that's good for you, even if it creates zero physical change in your body as far as weight loss or looking better or being more appealing or attractive physically. There's so many other benefits to movement that are just spiritual and mental.
Yes. And even researchers now on the brain are saying that the key, because we're all thinking about longevity and how we age, that the brain function is tied to body movement. And so that's one thing that I think that, people are beginning to realize, because we do live from the neck up a lot of the time.
We do. And as massage therapists, I know Amanda will agree to this. You know, people will come in and get on the table and immediately start apologizing for their body.
It's very true. I had a client that I've seen for years, and I went to massage her legs, and she was like, "Oh, Amanda." And I was like, "Oh, no, what happened?" She's like, "I didn't shave my legs." And I told her, I was like, "Please don't ever shave your legs for me." Like, and this has been happening for 10 years, you know, that she's been like feeling like she needs to do this before she comes in. You don't.
Yeah, your body is not an apology. You do not need to apologize for any way that you look or any way that you present yourself in any way. Holding space for someone in a massage room, on a table, or in a movement class is creating an opportunity for someone to feel good about who they are in that very moment, and that's very important.
Yes, and there is, unfortunately, there's body shame, and there's because, again, of, you know, celebrities and of what people do see, you know, on the news. But if you go to a mall, if you go anywhere, you don't see those people walking around. I mean, that's not how people look. And so you're right, making peace and acceptance and loving our own bodies and then giving them a safe space to move in, I think is key.
Well, and also knowing that we're not expecting you to look a certain way or to be able to move a certain way or to any of those things. You know, whatever it is you're concerned about, we've thought about already. And we've met many people who have those same concerns, you know. So this is not new to us, which means that we don't have that same judgment that you might have around it.
Yeah, I think people are very self-conscious. You're right about that. And I think now I'm seeing that there is a shift and people are realizing that self-care is not a luxury. Mm-hmm. That self-care means that if you care for yourself in healthy ways, then you can care for other people you love. Mm-hmm. And you can do your work is better. Everything is better in your life. And so making that and this and I know that a lot of folks think that, oh, I'm going to make a lot of resolutions. That's not even necessary. Just take that one small step. Don't beat yourself up with resolutions. Just take one small step. And here in the studio today, you now have two wonderful new options. You have Wild Roots Movement and Massage in downtown at Astoria, offering classes Monday through Friday, drumming and just a lot of.
Yeah, Mama Lottie's starts in February. That's moms and babies, birth recovery, pelvic floor tension, and just soft reintroduction to movement after your marathon of giving birth. Mm.
And you can find out about classes at both Wild Roots Movement Massage and Watershed Wellness mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty much Facebook. You have also a list of classes, although your website hasn't quite launched yet.
No, but if you go to our website, which is Wild Roots Astoria, we have a landing page that'll show you and lead you and direct you to more
information. What's happening and what the classes are and anything. Yeah. You both just seem so radiant and excited and joyful about the work you're doing and about sharing this with people. Any last things that you would like the listening audience to know?
Yeah, I just want to invite people to think about something that they can do for themselves as a resolution that doesn't involve, you know, that physical change, but really focuses on something that could improve their mind and their self-confidence. And one of those things can be getting out there and getting some movement and giving yourself some self-care.
That's absolutely right. That's the pearl. It starts from inside. The inside. Mm-hmm. Amanda.
I have a yoga teacher who often says that you should do something that scares you every day. And I think sometimes walking into a yoga studio or a movement studio for the first time can be that scary thing, right? Like taking that step towards something that is unknown or different than what you've been doing can sometimes be a little bit intimidating, a lot intimidating.
Yes.
And so just working through that towards something that might actually be really great for you.
So courage in the new year. Courage. Being brave. Stepping out and doing those things that are, you know, healing and supportive. Thank you both so much.
Yeah,
so again, you can find out about Wild Roots Movement and Massage in downtown Astoria and all of Elizabeth's classes. You can Google it and that'll take you to her website page.
Yes.
And you can also do the same with Watershed Wellness in downtown Astoria with Amanda Barb. And she will, and you can see the classes that she is offering, the very Shogun Pilates. And so there really is something here for everyone. And I hope that you, listening audience, that you have resonated with one of these ideas and that you will take a healthy first new step in this brand new year. I want to express my appreciation to my guests. Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Amanda, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
In a great, healthy way. And Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. And Elizabeth's two lovely daughters are in the studio as well.
They are. I just want to say real quick, someone told me that your daughters need to see you actualized in the world as a mother. And so that's why my kids are here today.
That's excellent. Thank you for bringing them. Yay. My gratitude to local talented banjo instructor and musician, Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Breath is healing. It relaxes body, mind, and spirit. It's so good for you. Take that time to take that deep breath and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back. For being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, everyone is, and for being here right now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.